welcome back to In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Nick McNamara here, and we're talking with multiple representatives from the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce. We had Director of Economic Development Trent Armbrust on earlier, but he had to run off to a, I believe it was a telecommunicated, what was the word he used to refer to that
as? Webinar.
Webinar, that's the one.
Yeah.
So that's interesting. And we in studio with us, we have Director of Membership, Charla Meisenheimer, and Military Community Liaison, Janet Nichols, who we spoke with last segment. So we're going to talk a little more with Charla over here. And this is your first time on In Focus.
It is. Thanks so much for having me today. I really appreciate it.
And how do you think, how do you feel?
So far, so good. Breathe in.
You're doing fine.
Out. You know, and Lala left me specific instructions. Be good. Try not to let him down while he's on vacation.
Yeah, I'm sure he's enjoying his travels.
Yes.
So tell me a little bit about what's going on. First of all, tell me a little bit about your role there at the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce.
So my role, I head up the membership division, and there's two other individuals that are in my department directly. Shaylee Arpin is our member relations manager. She does a fabulous job. She's a recent K-State graduate, and she is from Salina, Kansas. And she was a twirler in her band, so
there we go.
We're going to keep that band theme moving today. I'm going to march right along. with that.
You think that one up in the break, or was, is that just off the top of your head?
It's always going to be my secret. A girl always has to have surprises, right? So, Eileen Rowdy Bush completes our division, and she is what truly makes our world rock. So she keeps everything in line, keeps us moving, keeps everything organized, and is a force within herself. And we are so lucky to have her. And she is here because of Fort Riley, actually. So her husband is at MWR, and we're delighted to have her and her two daughters with us as well.
And what are some of the latest things you have going on there with your department?
Yeah, like Janet, it seems like, you know, there's never a dull moment. You know, our division, I often talk about the fact that just in the, you know, the chamber overall has economic development that, you know, Trent spoke on, and Janet is, you know, part of the military relations. We have our Convention and Visitors Bureau, then there's the membership division. And our division really hones in on three separate pillars, if you will. One being connecting, networking, so opportunities for other businessmen and women and like-minded individuals to get together and get to know each other. And we do that in a variety of ways. I suppose our most recognized event is Business After Hours. We have over 200 typical attendees to that. And we just recently wrapped it up at Widgets, and that was a great time to be had by all. And if you haven't seen those pictures on our website or our Facebook page, I encourage you to go look and see people that were bowling and doing a lot of gaming, if you will, and it was a great time had by all. So again, an opportunity for people to get into other businesses in the community they may or may not have had the opportunity to before, and to see some old friends and to make some new ones. Our next one will be in October, and it will be on the 10th, and that's at the K-State Alumni Association. So this one, 5:30 to 7. We encourage you to please register. You can call our offices at the chamber, or you can go online and do that. So it's probably, like I said, one of our most recognizable events. We just started a new one. We call it Coffee Break Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. I saw that on your website.
Yeah. So, ironically, it happens on Tuesday. Shocking, right? it's from 9:30 to 10:30. It will be every week, and it's going to be hosted at a different chamber member. So, our very first one, Ironclad Networking Downtown co-working space, along with WTC, hosted that. We had over 40 in attendance for that. ESB Financial was our host this week, and next week we'll be back at the mall at Manhattan Town Center. So we were going through some archives looking for a few things, and we found out that we did the same event years ago, like 20 years ago, but it was just once a month. So all that's old has become new again, I guess, in the chamber world, but yeah, we're excited about it.
Things never change in a way, but they are always changing at the same time.
I know. So anyway, so I think that's exciting for us. So we
you're booked through the year, right?
We are.
Which is awesome. Brand new event.
Mm-hmm. We have hosts lined up through the entire year. So go on our website, manhattan.org, for events, and you'll see where our new ones every month. And we'll on Facebook and Twitter, and we'll alert you to where the new one is each week. So, and we really kind of feel like organically, you know, it's just going to be kind of your neighborhood coffee. So come and have a cup of coffee with your friends.
Every Tuesday. And is there a cost involved with getting out there? You might have mentioned this, but I'm not sure.
Nope. There is no cost involved to those that attend. And there's also no registration. So just come out and enjoy yourself. We can, if you, each host brings out, has some giveaways to give out, to give. And so you get to throw your business card in the pot for just coming. You get to throw your business card in there twice if you bring your own name tag. And if you bring your own coffee cup, you get it in there three times. So it increases your chances each time to win something great.
And it sounds like a fantastic, you know, mentioning the business cards especially, like a fantastic networking opportunity in general.
Right. So we're excited about it. So hopefully you all come out and join us.
All right. And I also wanted to ask you a little bit about some of the new members that you have coming into the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce.
We are so excited. I think every month we have, you know, new people that come in and we get to learn about what's going on in the community and they see a value in their chamber and we certainly want to be able to support them. So one of the new ones that is coming out is Prairie Salt Therapy. They have not opened yet. They're going to be in West Loop. And this is an endeavor that allows you some health benefits by immersing yourself in salt therapy. Janet's smiling over here. I think she's heard of it before.
I'm excited.
There are so many different health benefits that go with that. And they're bringing something brand new into the community and they've researched it and they're very excited. They're hoping to do a soft opening in the end of October. But we'll keep you updated on that as well.
Now, salt therapy. I'm not familiar with this. Well, what goes into it from a little bit of your understanding there?
The way I understand it is that the walls will be actually salt. Like, if you think about Himalayan salt lamps, so that type of environment, but actually on the wall. So thick salt, like, you know, like you grill the salt. Have you seen the Himalayan salt that you grill with? So like that, but on the wall. So you'll be able to just enjoy some therapy with that. You'll be able to breathe it in, absorb into your skin contact. And there's so many health benefits that they've noticed. They've also showed with us that a lot of the schools and other districts have used these in conjunction, you know, with ADHD and some different opportunities with children too. So we're excited to see what they're going to bring to the community.
I'm really curious about this. You seem pretty excited. What makes you so excited about it?
I do yoga, and so I really think that if you're, in terms of your breathing and meditating and relaxation, which I think we're so plugged in these days that I think having a place to go and relax that might not necessarily mean be the gym, you know, is just another option. Or not that I don't like going to the spa and getting a massage, but it might not. I mean, that takes a lot of time. You know, this might be a little bit more of a easy way to take a break. And yeah. I think I'm excited.
We'll make sure that you know about the ribbon cutting.
Of course. I'll give it a shot.
We're gonna sign you up.
You're from California. Come on.
Yeah, right.
Salt therapy.
I've never even been to yoga, to be honest. I've never done.
Oh my gosh.
Oh goodness.
Yeah, maybe I'm
not
the best.
You're missing out.
No. Maybe I'm not the best Californian. Maybe I'm not as stereotypical. I do like kombucha though, so maybe that I fit in enough.
Oh, that's a Janet thing.
I love kombucha. It's my strange addiction.
Yeah, it is kind of strange.
Okay, it's an acquired taste.
Yeah. A little tangy, a little funky sometimes.
Oh my goodness.
I mean, if you like yogurt, you probably would be okay with it. If you don't like yogurt, you might not like it.
I have a Noosa yogurt. It's because it has like 32 grams of sugar. It's really awesome.
And I understand that there, I think it's today, is there another ribbon cutting ceremony going on?
There is. We had actually, I think we have 7 ribbon cuttings that occurred in the month of September. So it is Prestige Realty this afternoon and it is at 4:30. So we'll hope to see you there.
All right. And are there any other events you have coming up that you're aware of?
Well, you know, the other thing that we try really hard in our department about is education. So we know that 74% of chamber membership members have 25 employees or less. So we know that as a small business owner, you are the opener, you are the closer, you're the IT individual, you have to be up on human resources. So we take it very seriously, the opportunities we provide for education. And we get those from our members. So if members have something that is facing that they are struggling with, 9 times out of 10, there's another business owner that's struggling with that as well. In fact, we had a business come to us last year and said, we have a lot of military personnel in our place of business. and we don't feel comfortable addressing them. We don't know the protocol. We are very concerned that we're going to inadvertently make someone have a bad day or offend someone. Can you help us with that? And I was like, absolutely. So we got with Janet, and we started Military 101. Success in 60 is our used to be a lunch and learn program, so it's similar to that. It's 60 minutes in length. They typically currently start at 11:45. Come in, bring your own lunch. We provide beverages. The speaker will begin at noon. But just recently, I had Tim Lindsay from the Garrison Command come in and have some opportunity with what's going on at Fort Riley and how you get on post and how you address a soldier and what you can do to make them more welcome into your community. So our next one actually is this afternoon. So we learned that digital marketing was a big step.
It's huge. And honestly, considering my husband owns his own business, so that is like huge,
right?
Huge. That's how he does business out of his home. So
if you're interested in checking that out, it's at 11:45 today, this morning.
At the Chamber.
At the Chamber of Commerce building.
501 points.
All right. Sharla, Janet, thanks for coming out.
Thanks for having us.
It's a pleasure meeting you.
It's a pleasure meeting
you. Welcome aboard.
Yes.
Thanks, Dave.
Anytime.
Bye. You can catch this episode archived on the News Radio KMAN website, newsradiokman.com. Go down to On Demand, the In Focus section down there, and see you next time. Thank you very much for listening.
All right, Nick, thank you much. Moving up on 10 a.m., Clark Howard, Rush Limbaugh, Dan Patrick, The Game, and The Bill Snyder Show on KMAN tonight. Tomorrow, Riley County 4-H Extension Agent John Jobe, some guests from the Riley County Senior Service Center, and also we'll have a guest from the Small Business Administration about the flood application process.
Come in and see your neighbors at Carpet One of Manhattan on Fort Riley Boulevard. They've got you covered. KMAN, Manhattan.